Hey everybody, this is Ben. I just got back from a screening of War Horse, Steven Spielberg's new movie. First of two this year, actually. He has this out, and he also has The Adventures of Tintin out. I'll be putting up an audio review of Tintin later this week. I just want to throw a few quick thoughts out there about War Horse. You know, if you've seen the commercials, you pretty much know what this is. It's Spielberg doing a variation on those old classic John Ford / John Wayne feel-good 1950s / 1960s, you know, Saturday morning serials. You know, I know that's a mouthful. But that's what he's going for. He's going for that old-fashioned feel-good style or whatever. And he does a good job. He accomplishes it. I mean, the movie looks great. In fact, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful looking movie. You know, there are more than a couple of those, you know, Spielbergian moments that we love. You know, there's a great scene involving trench warfare, which I think rivals the opening of Saving Private Ryan in just sheer intensity. It's really well done. You know, all the actors are strong, and I mean, even the horse acting is actually really good. I mean, whoever they have playing Joey, whether it's one horse or a few different horses, there's some really good horse acting going on. I mean, they're compelling. Well, I know it sounds dumb, but they're compelling horses to watch, you know, and things that they do, like just a little nod of the head or a little nudge against a person's, you know, face, or just running in the wind and then turning and looking at the camera. I mean, it's good acting. I mean, however they got the horses to do it, it works. Now, that all being said, I'm mixed on the movie overall, if I'm being honest. And the main reason I'm mixed on it is because I feel like I have seen everything in this before. And mainly, I have seen everything in this from Spielberg before. You know, I kind of have a similar problem with War Horse that I had with the latest movie by Clint Eastwood, which was J. Edgar. Both movies, to me, feel like examples of a director having a style, knowing they have a style, and then sort of letting that style dictate the movie, and they am not trying to overstep that style or branch out from that style or try something new or different from that style. You know, with Clint Eastwood and J. Edgar, and his last six or seven movies, you know, that style has been low-key, lots of milky white cinematography, lots of, you know, downbeat characters and just, you know, downbeat themes of redemption and piano music. You know, it's a visual / thematic style that Eastwood has, and it really hurt J. Edgar, because J. Edgar should have been this great sweeping biopic, and it ended up just kind of being a slave to Eastwood's, I'm going to call it a crutch. I mean, it's his crutch. And I kind of feel the same way, although less strongly, about War Horse. This feels like Spielberg, this feels like Spielberg on autopilot. You know, Spielberg could do this movie in his sleep. I mean, like I said, it looks great. There's a lot of good stuff in here. But everything from sweeping John Williams music to even the war scenes, as good as they are, everything just feels so familiar. Like, we've seen this from Spielberg a million times. You know, there are even themes in the movie, from this idea of a horse and a boy, you know, being separated and coming back together. You know, that's very similar to AI, you know, with, the boy, the robot boy in that movie, being separated from his mom and then coming back together at the end. There's a scene in the movie involving, in War Horse, involving two soldiers, a German and a French soldier, who meet in no man's land. And carry on a conversation, you know, as men, you know, ignoring the war between them. That's very similar to the scene in Munich between the Mossad agent Eric Bana and the Palestinian agent. There's just a lot to this movie that just seems familiar and like we've seen it before already. It's very well done. There's a lot to like here. And overall, I think I would recommend the movie. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's hard not to recommend a Spielberg movie, although you'll see with my Tintin review, I may actually be doing that. Overall, I like War Horse. You know, it's a little familiar, a little stale, but there's still enough stuff to see it. But yeah, go check it out. Overall, it's okay.